Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil karim. Amma ba'd. Chapter Ruh number 5, Belief in Taqdeer and Tawakkul in Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, after you have consulted, made mashwara, and when you have firmly decided, then have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and proceed to do what you have decided to do. Verily Allah ta'ala loves those who place reliance on Him. What greater wealth do one require than the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Those whose trust and reliance are in Allah have secured His love. Because Allah says Allah loves those people who trust Him. There is no doubt in the success of such people. From this ayat it is also manifest that along with tawakkul should be tadbir. That is the employment of the correct agencies, means and ways. Consultation, mashwara, which is mentioned in the ayat, is in fact a way for deciding an affair. One of the means. However, one should not place one's trust and reliance on tadbir, on planning. Even after having used the ways and means, place our reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu are such sincere people, that when some people said to them, that these kuffar of Makkah have made great preparations for fighting you, you should therefore fear them. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu's iman became stronger. And they said, Allah is sufficient and is best. Unto him affairs are assigned. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Thus the Sahaba radiallahu anhu returned loaded with the bounties of Allah ta'ala. No grief overtook them, and they remained following the pleasure of Allah. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most munificent. Very, very kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. In this ayat is a reference to a particular incident from which the Sahaba radiallahu anhu benefited both materially as well as spiritually. When they said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, people wanted to attack them. So they put their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala returned them with dunya also, that is of dunya, and they attained the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala indicates here that both these benefits were the result of tawakkul. In another ayat, Allah ta'ala orders Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kulli yusibana illa ma kataballahu lana huwa maulana wa ala Allahi falyatawakkal al-mu'minun. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nothing can overtake us but that which Allah ta'ala has ordained for us. He is our king, our master. The believers should assign their affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since Allah ta'ala is the king, the servant should be pleased with whatever the king chooses. This should be the condition of all Muslims. Both prosperity and adversity are beneficial for Muslims. Times and conditions of hardship prove beneficial for Muslims in relation to the end result. In enduring the hardships, ranks increase and sins are forgiven. Thus, it matters not which condition a Muslim is in. Both conditions, where Allah gives a person prosperity and difficulty, are beneficial for believers. This shows that even if a Muslim is overtaken by difficulty and hardship, he is not reduced to despondency and frustration, for he considers the state of difficulty and adversity also beneficial to him. If the benefits of adversity do not manifest in this world, then for certainty they will be manifested in the year after. The Akhirat is our actual and original home, and goodness and benefit there will be to our perpetual and everlasting advantage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to make amal.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Last week also we explained the great benefits of لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. But from that one point, one friend of ours was discussing about salam, the virtues of salam. Then it just came to mind, Allah put it in mind, that if our deen was only assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, that was also more than enough for us. Just our greeting, if we just think, but unfortunately we don't really greet with it. And if we do, we just mumble it a little bit. But it is something, what a great greeting Allah has given us, which we have discussed many times. And like that, every other, like this, la hawla wa la quwwata. Like Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayhi, said, if only the surah Al-Asr was revealed, that was also enough for the guidance of mankind. What a deen Allah has given us. Allah let us make qadr of it. And that we don't trade it in for another type of deen. We also call it deen and that, but another type of lifestyle, another type of ibadat, etc. Allah save us. And this deen which Allah had given, which Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Anyone, that Islam which is person seeks any other way of life besides that way of life of Islam. And it is that Islam which was given to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and which has come to us. Then it won't be accepted from that person. Allah give us tawfiq to understand this great ni'mat which Allah has given us, to hold firmly onto it, and Allah give us our maut on it. Even if we have to give our lives for it, Allah make us that we are prepared to give our lives, and we have given, as Allama Alusi rahmatullah explained, that Allah bought our nafs, our lives, which are full of faults. And in return, Allah gives that jannat which got no fault in it, in which nothing will come out from the nose there, no toilets there, we don't have to go to toilet, nothing, not anything, no deficiency in jannat. What a jannat Allah will give. So that we, Allah give us that yaqeen, that our lives are nothing. We are to get the pleasure of Allah, that is everything. And as we had heard in this ash'ar, that was the condition of the great Allah wa'ala. That when they, how they had sold themselves to Allah, and how they enjoyed to be with Allah ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Last week we read of the four benefits of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We read one benefit, and that is that it is a treasure of jannat. And so the second and the four reasons why it is called the treasure of jannat, that also we had discussed. And the main thing is, may Allah give us all tawfiq to read it. Just to read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And as we tried to explain, our Shaykh rahmatullah Ali said, even just 7 times a day, really we will see the great, great difference. But if we will do it, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah Ali is also written, and Hazrat Shaykh in the compilation of all his kitabs, on the last page he has put this prescription in every kitab. And that is the reformation of a person. There are many of us who feel we just can't give up guna. We're just so prone to guna, and we just get involved in sin, disobedience of Allah. So very simple, and Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah Ali says, do it for 1 or 2 weeks and you will see the difference for yourself. And that was that you go in seclusion at night, or at any time, preferably at night after Isha, and it's just a small little amal, and you say to Allah, Ya Allah, what a sinner I am. And I try my best, I hate myself in fact, for my sins, but my sins just don't leave me. I try my best, Ya Allah, you say protect me, you save me from sins. He said, just do this little bit. It just even 2-3 minutes, 1-2 minutes also. And then see in 2-3 weeks what great difference will come. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. So with regard to this great kalima, the second great virtue of it is that it is a cure of 99 diseases. In the one rivayat it came of 70 diseases, and the lowest of which was worry, that a person has worry, and worry is a thing that destroys a person. If worry overtakes a person, his sleep goes, and when his sleep goes, his mental state goes, and then his whole day goes, he can't eat, he can't do anything properly. Yeah, in this rivayat, in that rivayat it was, the lowest of which was poverty, that Allah will save a person from poverty. And in this rivayat, and it's no contradiction, That is also 100% on its place, and this is also 100% on its place. Yeah, in this Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's a cure for 99 diseases. The la hawla wa la quwwata, Allah give us that yaqeen to understand. Like we heard in the Ash'ar, the Allah wa Allah, the love of Allah is so great in them, and how they enjoy that love of Allah. And the dunya people will think of them as mad people. They are mad, but they are the true mad people. That is, they've got that love of Allah, which is the true thing that a person has to have. And the people of this dunya, like somebody said, that today we think we are very intelligent and very advanced, and a great achievement if we have to go to the Kruger Park, for example. And then if we have to see a kill also, for example, and we saw the big five, what a big achievement. But the person says that the animals get surprised. That Ashraful Makhluqat came and looked, people whom Allah Ta'ala says, Ulaika kal an'am. That the animals, that Allah put them in a very low, and people came and see us. Who's Ashraful Makhluqat? We should be honoring them. They are coming here and spending time and money, and they are coming to see us, and they are taking our photos also. People take photos of something, and today they video the whole lion, trail it and video it, etc. So how an insan, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We have given great honor to Bani Adam. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيلٍ. We created him in the best of form. But today he takes honor to go and see animals. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali went, but what did our Shaykh say? I'm not going to go and see animals. I'm going to see the creator of the animals. And this also, Hadrat Rabia Basariya, Rahmatullah Aliha, Khadimat, who used to serve on her, also told her, let's go and see the dunya, how Allah has made it. She says that was necessary till you haven't found Allah. When you have found Allah, now when you have reached your destination, now you don't need your car anymore, your transport. Now you get off your transport, you have reached your destination. Allah, let us also reach our destination of finding Allah. And this beautiful poem of Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, how when he had to, how any other, our Shaykh himself, we saw him, that he had found Allah and what the condition was. On that one, a very beneficial little thing that we came across, we like to share it with our friends. Allah Ta'ala bless us all with it also. There was a tailor, a simple man, tailor. For every janazah that there used to be, he should go and attend the janazah. So somebody advised him, you've got your work to do, you go for every janazah, then your work stands. So he does sincerity, he said that, inshallah, Allah will bless me. I attend every janazah. Allah will bless me with a big janazah. Lot of people will attend. And there are two things. One is, a person does it out of pride, that is haram. That his janazah was so big, a person has that desire. But a person has a desire that so many people will make dua for you. That is something very great. So outwardly it seemed an impossible thing. But this happened in 1902. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hay Farangi Mahilli Rahmatullah, very great alim, he passed away. And because it was such a great alim, how many people came? Very, very, very huge crowd. And then this person happened to pass away the same time. And his janazah also came there. And then announcement was made, as one faqir, if people will make his janazah also. How long it takes to make janazah, all stayed. And not only, his janazah was more bigger than Maulana Abdul Hayy Farangi Mahalli Ras. Because Maulana's janazahs, lot of people came, and many came late. They couldn't make it for Maulana's janazah. So they also took part in his janazah. And a few people, poor person, whoever came with him, they also took part. So his janazah was even bigger than Maulana's janazah. So see, Allah just with ikhlas, where a person, like nobody will count him in anything in this dunya. But by Allah, and in this dunya, Allah showed also. Allah bless us with these qualities and with His special favors and His mercy. Allah bless us all also, inshallah. So this is a cure for 99 diseases, and the lowest of which is worry. And this also, that worry which totally dissolves the person. He is like just in bed, just doing nothing whatsoever. He's useless, he's not doing anything. Worst stage of what we will call depression, like, he's in that stage. This la hawla wa la quwwata will help, will take away that disease also. Allah give us this yaqeen. And how many people, non-Muslims, they have doctors, top doctors, and some of their own research, they came to these words and that how it has an effect on a person. The very words of it, and that is in the Arabic. And then the meaning of it. And then if the reality comes, what to say? Allah bless us with that. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates this riwayat in which he says it's a cure of 99 diseases, the lowest of which is this worry. The one benefit of this, the third benefit of this kalima, when a person reads this kalima on the earth, on the first dunya, then on the arsh, Allah Ta'ala says to the malaika that aslama abdi, Allah Ta'ala says, my banda, my servant has become now obedient, and he has given up disobedience. When we just read the kalima, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, what a machinery has been set in, started working. That we read, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Allah on the arsh says that my banda has become obedient to me now, and he has given up disobedience. Then, further to that, it is explained, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, should I not show you such a word, such a formula that is from under the treasures of the arsh of Allah ta'ala, which is la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And when a person says this word, then Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi says that Allah Ta'ala addresses the malaika and tells the malaika, aslama abdi ay inqada wa taraka al-inada. Yani mera banda farma bardar ho gaya. My banda has become obedient. He has just read the words and he has given up disobedience. And he has just read the words, and Allah announces that, and there is absolutely no doubt about it. Wastaslama aslama abdi wastaslama. Ay fawwada abdi umur al-kainat ila Allahi bi asriha. That my banda has handed all his matters from the very roots. He has handed them over to me. When we read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Allah announces on the arsh that my banda, Allah says to the malaika, my servant, he has become obedient to me, he has given up disobedience, and he has handed all his matters over to me. My banda has now relieved himself of all the worries. He has handed them over to me. You take over all my worries. The Hadrat says, this ni'mat is such a great ni'mat that a person on the earth reads this kalima and Allah Ta'ala is now speaking about him. And Allah is speaking and boasting about him in front of the malaika that my banda has now become obedient to me. He has given up disobedience. He has handed all his matters over to me. And then the meaning of this aslama abdi, Hazrat explains it, that then Allah Ta'ala tells the malaika in order to inform them, teach them that what a achievement my banda has made. Just by the words la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, that my banda has reached such a great position. and he is now, he has got the full meaning and the full effect of it. He has got it already. And that is one of the highest stage that a person can reach by Allah, which is called tafweez and taslim, that a person hands his matters over to Allah Ta'ala. So by this word, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, a person reaches this position. And further, the explanation of this comes, aslama abdi, that a person has now become obedient, he has given up disobedience, wa akhlasa fil ubudiyya, and he has become sincere in his ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, and he has handed over all his matters to Allah Ta'ala. That he has handed over his, he has turned to Allah in kamilan, in perfection, completely, and in great, in perfection, he has submitted himself to Allah, and he has cut himself off from the creation. He has got no more hope in the creation. He stressed this fully on Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. That is, all his matters he has handed over to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. In another narration it comes that when a banda says these words, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Allah says, Aslama abdi wa staslama. Ay aslama islaman kamilan. He has brought complete Islam in his life. Was taslama, and he has now submitted himself, inqada zahiran wa baqinan. Outwardly also he has submitted and handed himself to Allah, and inwardly also. So just by saying these words, if we carry on, the reality will come. And when a person says that I have handed myself, Allah says to the malaika, he has become obedient. Our Shaykh explained to us, then the malaika look like with a questioning eye to Allah Ta'ala, that my banda, you say he has become obedient, but he's still in guna. Then Allah Ta'ala's ghairat, Allah's great honor, Allah's great position comes in josh, that I said he has become obedient, then Allah sort of makes it that he gives up his disobedience. For example, he's going somewhere for guna, somewhere. Now Allah will make that his car gets punctured, or he loses his way, or anything like that. And now Allah will protect him. By reading this La Hawla, a person's whole islah will also take place. You will want to commit guna, Allah will make the means to protect you from that guna also. And this is reality. These things have got this effect. Allah give us that yaqeen. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they had full trust. And they used to follow accordingly, and they got their results also accordingly. And the fourth benefit of this kalima, that when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Miraj, then he met Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam also, in the different levels of Jannah, he met Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam also. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that this kalima, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, tell your ummah that they must read it, mur ummataka ay yakthiru min ghirasil jannah, that they must increase, feed in abundance of the beautiful things that grow of Jannah. And that is la hawla wa la quwwata. By that a person will get all the ni'mat of Jannah also, just by reading la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam gave this command to us through our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If we will make amal on it, we are making amal on the instruction of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and which is brought to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. What a great honor. And then the meaning of these words, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that once I was in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and like it happens sometimes, a person just above his breath he says something. So he just came out from his mouth, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard him say that. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked him, Atadri ma tafsiruha? Do you know what is the tafsir, the meaning of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah? Sahaba had this great adab. They said, no, we don't know. Or it was perhaps in actual reality, from where our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi writes that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, though he did not attend any madrasa, any educational place, but he was such a master of Arabic that those who were regarded as the masters of Arabic, they also had to become the students of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Such a command of the Arabic language. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained that la hawla, when a person says la hawla, it means amma asiyatillah illa bi ismatillah. That I cannot save myself from the disobedience of Allah but by the protection of Allah. That I can't save myself unless Allah protects me. Wala quwwata ala ta'atillah. And there is no power and strength to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala illa bi'awnillah, but by the help of Allah. From here, how Shaykh explained also that our deen is also so perfect that when we hear in the adhan, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, then we are told to reply with لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Why is this reply there? When she said حي على الصلاة, we should say لبيك, I'm ready, I'm coming. But we are taught to say لا حول ولا قوة, that I want to go for namaz but I haven't got the ability. Ya Allah, if you take me, I will be able to go. How many times it happens, a person wants to come, he has made his wuzu also, he read his fajr sunnahs, for example, other sunnahs at home, ready to go, just about to go, and then he suddenly needs to go to the toilet. May Allah save us, you slipped, and now you fell down. Now instead of going to masjid, you may be landing up in a hospital. So we say that, Ya Allah, I haven't got the strength to go, only you can take me. And also when there's some occasion of guna, we shouldn't be so bold and think, I will save myself from the guna. Me, nobody, shaitan can never overtake me. And he can't overpower me. We have to seek the help of Allah. Only Allah, if you protect me, then I will be able to be saved. So this is that meaning which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had explained. And this is also one occasion that the meaning of the hadith, usually the great, great shurrah, the great ulama, Allah reward them tremendously, over and over, abundantly, how they have explained the meaning. But this is a case where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself gave the meaning of the hadith. That la hawla la hawla ma'siyatillah illa bi ismatillah. وَلَا قُوَّةَ عَلَىٰ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بِعَوْنِ اللَّهِ. The explanation is given by Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are very, very great words which we have been taught, and we should try, Allah give us tawfiq, minimum 7 times a day. We should try and read them. And then the 7th time, read it with إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ, which we read in our 3rd kalima, and also the words la malja'a wa la manja'a min Allahi illa ilayh. And if a person will just read this, if you can read one tasbih, which won't take long also, then much, much more better it will be. But otherwise, even just so much if we read, that will be also very, very beneficial. So, and in order to save us of this present pandemic also, this worry, fear which people have got, we will be relieved of that also. And it is a cure of everything. 99 diseases it will cure us from. And the words and the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and our deen, which is a perfect and complete deen, we will be protected. Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate this great deen in every aspect. From the time we get up and we go and sleep again, what ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Also, when we enjoy the ni'mat which we are continuously enjoying, we should try and focus and reflect on four things. That whatever that ni'mat has come to us, food has been our wife has presented food wherever, our clothes, whatever it might be, that Ya Allah, this is ni'mat only from you. In reality, Allah has sent it. Whatever food we are eating, it's your ni'mat, Ya Allah. You gave it to me. Acknowledge it, it is from Allah Ta'ala. Make dua for all those who were the means of it coming to us. Whoever worked on it, whoever prepared it, and if somebody gave you a hadiah or something, then you got this ni'mat. So appreciate and make dua for all those people. Thirdly, make dua for all those people who are in need of it, and all the necessities of people. There are so many people who haven't got food, this cold weather, they got nothing to warm them, they haven't got warm clothes also. Forget a blanket, that also they haven't got. So we make dua. How much we can personally help and aid people, we must do that. But at least dua we can make for everyone's need, whatever the needs of the people. And fourthly, that Ya Allah, let this ni'mat not only be here now for me, let me get it in akhirat also. Because there will be people to whom it will be said that whatever good you did, we rewarded you in dunya. Now there is nothing for you here. But a very disgraceful punishment now awaits you. Allah protect us. That Allah gives it to us being happy with us. And He gives us here also, and He gives us in the akhirat also. May Allah give us all the tawfiq, inshaAllah.